Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Megillah. Now we are learning Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So we're in the middle of discussing how many Olim there are on each Kriyas HaTorah day. On Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, Karen Arba'ah. On Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, there are four Olim to the Torah. Ein Pochsin, Mehen, Ve'in Mosifin Aleim. You're not allowed to do any fewer, any more than that. Ve'in Maftirim B'Navi. And there is no Haftorah. Meaning, if you call more than four people, or you read a Haftorah, that would make it a Tircha Tzibura, and we don't want to do that. And even on Chol HaMoed, when you're not allowed to do most malacha, since you're allowed to do malacha for a davar avid, we also don't want to make davening too long. The one who gets the first aliyah says the bracha before. The one who gets the last aliyah says the bracha after. Zaklal, the rule is Kol Sheish Ba Musaf Einu Yom Tov Karin Arba'a. Whenever there is musaf, but it's not a Yom Tov, meaning Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, we lay in four aliyos. Be Yom Tov Chamisha. When it's an actual Yom Tov, we learn five aliyos. B'Yom HaKippurim, shisha. Yom Kippur, six aliyos. And B'Shabbos, shiva. On Shabbos, we learn seven aliyos. Ein pochsim en av mosif en aleihen. Now, when it comes to Yom Tov and Yom Kippur and Shabbos, you're not allowed to do fewer than the number that we said, but you are allowed to do extra beyond the number that we said. Maftir b'navi. And also, we have a din that we read a haftorah. Ha'poseich v'chosim b'torah v'varech lefenel l'achareha. The one who begins reading from the Torah and the one who ends makes a bracha before it and after it, and no one else says any brachos. Now, Mishnah Gimel. The Kriyas HaTorah has to be with a minyan, so we're going to have other mitzvahs also that require a minyan. Ein parsin es shema. You're not allowed to divide the shema, meaning if 10 men come to the shul after we already said shema, and therefore they miss Kaddish and Baruch Hu, which you can only say in front of a minyan, they can still say those tefillos, and one of them says Kaddish Baruch Hu, and the rest of the two brachos that are said before Kriyas Shema, and that's what we call dividing the Shema, parsin as Shema, because they say only one of those two brachos. So in portion of Shema, in over l'fnei ateva, and you don't daven for an amud in front of the Aron Kodesh and say chazar sashat, they nosen eskapayim, and you don't do nesi eskapayim of birchus kohanim, vein korban b'torah, you don't do kriyas haTorah, vein maftirim b'navi, and you don't do haf Torah, vein nosen mayim u'moshav, you don't do the standing and sitting that when carrying a dead body to the cemetery for burial, vein nom birchus avelim, you don't say the special birchus avelim after the kvura of a tanchumei avelim, nor the Nichum Avelim that we do Beshura at a cemetery after the Kvura, or Birchas Chasanim, nor do we say the Birchas Chasanim, the Brachos at a Sheva Brachos, Vein Mezamnin B'Shem, nor the Birchas Azimun using the Shem Hashem, Pachas Me'asara, if you don't have a minion. Meaning all of these things require a minion. Uva Karkaos, when someone wants to buy Karka that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, Tisha V'Kohen, you could determine the value of that land by having nine people who are regular Jews and one Kohen. And a person who promises to donate whatever his own value is to the Beis HaMikdash also needs to be evaluated by 10 men, and one of them must be a Kohen. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Beis, we learned that in Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, there are four Olim, no less, no more, and there's no Haftorah, whenever there's a Musaf, and it's not a Yom Tov, there are four Olim, on Yom Tov there are five, on Yom Kippur there are six, on Shabbos there are seven, no less than that, but you can have more on Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, and Shabbos, and we do read Haftorah in Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, and Shabbos. Mishnah Gimel, and in all those cases, only the first guy makes the first bracha, and the last guy makes the last bracha. Mishnah Gimel, we said that there are a number of things that require a minyan. To be parson of Shema, to do Chazar Sashat, to do Nesias Kapayim, to do Kriyas HaTorah, to do a Haftorah, to do the Maimon and Moshev of carrying a dead body to Kvura, to do the Birchas Avelim after the Kvura, to do Tanchume Avelim after the Kvura, to do Birchas Chasanim, which is the Sheva Brachos, to do a Zimun using the Shem Hashem. All of those things need a minyan. Now, when you're buying karka from the Beis HaMikdash, or donating your value to the Beis HaMikdash, you also need a minyan, but there's an additional requirement that in that minyan, one of the members of the minyan must be a Kohen. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet.